Gemara says whoever eats on the ninth day of Tishrei is like he fasted the ninth and the tenth. So Rashi, not here, Rashi says that the reason is in order to prepare for the tzom. And the Meiri adds that the tzom is not supposed to be something that you think about your stomach the whole Yom Kippur. The Rabban Shem just wants you to take your mind off eating and drinking so you can put your mind on the whole inyan of Yom Kippur. And if you're not going to be prepared for the tzom, eat the day before, it's going to be a debilitating tzom. That's not what the Torah wants. The Shari Tshuva says that it's a simcha in the kapara of Yom Kippur. You're celebrating the kapara. And another thing he says is like a Sudas Mitzvah. You usually have a Sudas Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Tshuva. But you can't do it on Yom Kippur because you have to fast. You do it Erev Yom Kippur. The Shibuli Haleket says that it's harder to fast after you eat. To gradually get into it, it's easier. So it makes the Inui of Yom Kippur greater. According to all these reasons, Lechor, except for that it's the Simcha of Kapara, whatever, they all have to do with the Inui of Yom Kippur. So a person who's not going to fast on Yom Kippur, Lechor, has no Inyan to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Some say that's why there's no Bracha. Because if you don't end up fasting on Yom Kippur, the Bracha will be a Bracha Levatola, because there's no Inyan, there's no Mitzvah to eat if you don't fast on Yom Kippur. The Maharit says, because people used to have the Minhag to fast, all Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And to get used to fasting, it's no Inui. So in order to make it an Inui, you have to eat Erev Yom Kippur. The Prisha says that it should be Nikkur that you're fasting L'Shem Mitzvah. So you eat Mamish up until the time you can fast. It makes a Hevdil between eating and fasting. Another thing the Shibuli Aleket says, L'Holtzi Milibon Shel Tzedukim. The Tzedukim used to learn the Pasuk Pashat, and he used to fast 2 days, the ninth and the tenth. So the Holtzi Milibon, we would dafka make a mitzvah to eat. It could be according to this, not from the Torah. Others say that there's Inui for what's it called. It says Nafsho Seichem. On the ninth, you are Ma'ana your Neshama by eating. And on the tenth, you're Ma'ana your Goof by fasting. And I always say the Pshat is that once the Torah wanted to show us that fasting is not an ideal. You can kind of the same mitzvah of eating, if that's Ratzon Hashem. So when fasting is Ratzon Hashem, then that's a mitzvah. When eating is a Ratzon Hashem, then that's a mitzvah. And one other pshat is that Yom Kippur is like Olam Haba. So Erev Yom Kippur is like Olam Hazeh. So that's you have to eat as much as you can in this world, meaning you have to chaparayin because you're not going to be able to eat in the next world. Okay. We said we got the bracha. Shail of a woman's chayiv. If the mitzvah of eating is totally in the mitzvah of fasting, so a woman's also chayiv, just like she's chayiv in fasting. But if the mitzvah is a separate mitzvah by itself, then it's a mitzvah say shazman grama, and the chora woman should be potter. Also a shayla when it starts. If it's dafka in the daytime, there's a mitzvah, right? Or even at the night before. Pashtus, there's no mitzvah of the night before, only in the daytime. And that's the reason why we do say Tachnun Erev Yom Kippur at Mincha. Because the inyan of the Yontif of Erev Yom Kippur doesn't start till the morning, not the night before. How much do you have to eat? The Mincha Shchinuch says that there's Stama Mitzvah to eat, whatever gives you some kind of sustenance. And some hold you have to eat basar because of simcha, according to that reason, that it has to do with the simcha of the kapara. Some hold, the Arizal holds you have to eat the shear that you'd normally eat in 2 days. Because you're eating Erev Yom Kippur is like fasting 2 days, like you have to eat for 2 days. And the Mincha Shchinuch says, since the whole inyan is totally in the fasting, you have to eat as much that you're not allowed to eat when you fast, which is a kosevis. Right? You're not yotzi with a kazayis. You have to eat a kosevis. What else? And it's ki'ilu hisana tshiv asiri. Means that, what's it called, that the ninth day is itself like 2 days. And then you have a third day on the tenth day. Okay. Let's go on. Tan Rabbanan, yovel hi. Afal pi shelo shomtu, afal pi shelo toku. Right? There's three basic mitzvahs in yovel. There's the fact that you, what's it called, are mashmit the karkos, that the karkos go back to the original owner. There's also the mitzvah of tkiya shofar, and there's also the mitzvah of shiluach avodim. You have to let your slaves go free. Every free. So what's it called? I might think that the tkiya is ma'akiv yovel. And if you and the Shashmotas Karkos is Ma'akav Yovel. Talmud Lomer, he, what's it called? Yochel Afil Pishalo Sholcho. I might think even if he didn't send Avodim, also the Yovel is Chal. Talmud Lomer, he, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He, Yovel, he, it's a miyut. It has to be, if you're not Sholeach Avodim, the Yovel's Nachal. Yovel's Nachal means that there's no Isra Avodis Karka. And as a machlokus, whether it means it's Nachal at all. And therefore, you don't have to send away your slaves. If nobody sent away their slaves, so even though the mitzvah is to do it, but if nobody did it, it's mafkia from the effect. Doesn't have the effect. Or no, you still have to send away your slaves. But the yovel's nachal legabe karkosh avodas karka. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yochol hi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yovel hi. Afopishalo shamtu, afopishalo sholchu, right, is if you didn't give back the karka, you didn't send your avodim, it's still yovel. That's not ma'akiv. Yochel afopishalo toku, I might think that even if you weren't okay of a shofar, also it's yovel. Talmud lomer he. The Gemara says, v'chim yachash mikra echad marbe, mikra echad nayit. Both of them hold that one pasuk is marbe, what's it called, that even if you didn't do these things, it's still yovel. And the other one is Mamayit, Yovel, he, only if you did these things. So some things are Ma'akiv and some things not. How do you know which one is which? How do you know, why does Rabbi Yossi say that the Tkiya Shofar is Ma'akiv, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Shiluach Avodim is Ma'akiv? If Ne'mani Omer, Yovel, he, Afo Bishlo Sholchu, the Ein Yovel, Elin Ken Toku. Right? Why does Rabbi Yossi hold that Shiluach Avodim is not Ma'akiv, but Tkiya Shofar is? It's possible that there'll never be an Eved, that there's a year, a Yovel, there'll be any Avodim. That's a possibility. The Efshel La'olam below Tkiya Shofar. But it's impossible there shouldn't be somebody in the world who has a shofar that they can blow. And even though it's totally in Beis Din, so they'll get that shofar to the Beis Din. It's not totally, even though everybody has to blow shofar on Yom Kippur, just like by Rosh Hashanah. But the Beis Din, the Ikar Mitzvahs in Beis Din, and they're the ones that make the difference if Yovel is Chal or not. Dover Acher, another way of understanding, Zu Mesur LeBeis Din, Vizu Ein Mesur LeBeis Din. Shiluach Avodim is dependent on each person themselves. So it can't be controlled communally. And therefore, that can't be the thing that's Ma'akiv Yovel from being Chal. But Tkiya Shofar is Biyad Beis Din to do. So that's the thing that's Ma'akiv. My Dover Acher, why do you need another reason? You'll say that it's not shy that somebody in the world somewhere is sending an Eved free, so it applies all the time, just like shofar. Even if you'll argue on me, and you'll say that it's impossible that there shouldn't be one Eved somewhere in the world, still there's a difference between Tkiya Shofar and Shiluach Avodim in the fact that this one is in the hands of Beis Din, and this one's not in the hands of Beis Din. Rashi. Yovel he, yovel afogav shelo shomtu. Yovel he ti elochem. Le'el minei ksiv avarta shofar v'kidashta mishnasa chamishim shana ukrosim dror v'hodar ksiv yovel he ti elochem. Ukro yiseiruhu l'drosh. It's an extra pasuk. It doesn't have to say it again. Yovel he ti elochem. V'hochi tidrashena. Yovel he lochem mikol makom. It's yovel no matter what, even if you didn't do the proper things. It's still the din yovel ischal. Ba'afilo nasu bo dvorim halalu havor a shofar v'loshu v'lachuza d'haynu shmitas karkos shekanu zem izeh d'chsiva boser haikra v'shavtim ish lachuzasa. Even if you didn't do the halachas of yovel, you didn't blow shofar, and you didn't return the karka to the one, the original owner, still, the Yovel is Chal. Afal pi kein, shem ha-Yovel alav, lios osur bezriyo, v'tziru, k'tziru, k'dechsivo, sizro. It still has a shem Yovel that you can't do, avodas karka. Yochel afal pi shlo sholchu, avodim yehe Yovel. But I might think that even if you didn't send away your avodim, Yovel is also Chal. Talmud lomer, he. Im asisa dvorim halalu hi Yovel. It's only a Yovel if you did these things. The imlav ain't a Yovel. Ulekamei meforesh v'Yovel, my chazi the tali b'kriyas dror. Right? The Gemara is going to ask, why Dafka, that's the one thing that's Makiv. All the other halachas are not Makiv, only sending away your Avadim. She'efshir la'olam below shiluach Avadim, because the reason that Rabbi Yossi holds that Tkiya Shofar is the one that's Ma'akiv and not Shiluach Avodim, because it's possible that you'll never have, you're possible to have a year where there's no Avodim. Pamim Shein Eved Ivri be Israel, Shiton Shiluach. It's possible that nobody will own an Eved Ivri that has to be sent away. So it couldn't have made the Yovel dependent on that, because that's something that could be bottled. But Tkiya Shofar is something that is always around. The E.F.Shir Shaloya Shofar Motzi Ba'olam. It's impossible there shouldn't be some shofar around. The Fichach Yeshlan Alomark Shatola Akosuv Lotola Elabidovra Motzi La'olam. When the Torah made it dependent on something, it's Mustama dependent on something that's always found, that's always possible. Dover Acher Tkiya Shofar Mesura LeBeizdin Litzavos L'Shluchim Litkoa. Beizdin have a power to tell their Shliach to blow shofar, so they're in charge. So that's something that's controllable by the community. V'shiluach avadim misur liyachidim. However, everybody sends their own private eved. So you can't control everybody. V'mimoyin yivat layovel. And if somebody decides not to send his eved, so then you're not yotze. There's no yovel. Hilkach lo tloa kosovo. Therefore, it's mistava. The Torah did not make it dependent on something that's up to the whim of every individual. The Michas Chinuch says, really, it depends on rove people sending their avadim. If rove people send their avodim, then according to the Man Yomru says that shiluach avodim is ma'akev, then it's okay. If only a miut send, then the oval is not chal. And some hold it's not chal for anything. That's what's it called? Even for shiluach avodim. In other words, not, if you don't send, then really you don't have to send. And then the oval is not chal b'chlal. Others hold, no, if you don't send, you still have to send. But it's nachal legabe avodas karka. The issur of working the land doesn't apply. Right. Bishlom of the Rabbi Yossi kedegomer tami. So Rabbi Yossi explained why he holds that tkiya shofar is what's ma'akev and not shiluach avodim. Again, we have a pasuk that says it's yovel no matter what, and then we say it's yovel dafka if you did what you're supposed to do. So Rabbi Yossi says it's mistaber that if the Torah made it dependent on something, both that is going to be always around, and that based in controls. So why Rabbi Yehuda hold that the opposite, that it's shiluach avodim that is ma'akev, not kia shofar. El Rabbi Yehuda my timer, Omar Kro, krosim dror ba'oritz. Right? It says right after that, krosim dror ba'oritz l'chol yoshveho. And then it says yovel hi. Right? Omar Kro, krosim dror, v'somich le yovel hi. Right after that it says yovel hi, which is the miut. Ukesavar mikra nidrish l'fonov, below lifnei fanav. The pasuk goes back on what immediately is said before it and not what's before that. So when it says yovel hi, it's going back on ukrasim dror, on the shiluach avodim. Okay, Rashi. Mikrish nidrish lefanav miuta dehi. The fact it says yovel hi goes back on what's immediately before that. Akriyas dror koi, desolik minei. Velo at kia shofar aksuva lifnei fanav. And not on kia shofar, which is said a pasuk earlier than that. Where it says the kuli alma dror loshen cheres. Everybody holds a krosim dror is talking about sending away your avodim, meaning freedom. My mashma, how does the word dror mean freedom? The tanya ain dror loshen cheres. Dror means freedom. Omer Rabbi Yehuda my loshen dror. How does it mean freedom? Kimedayer be dairei umovus schara bechomedina. So Rashi learns Rashi. Rashi says kimedayer. Dair means to live wherever you want. That's freedom. To live wherever you want. Right? No discrimination. You can't live wherever you want. And others learn, dair be daira means you could go wherever you want. Lashon ritza, Aruch says. Lashon of running. Or the Malbim says, Lashon of sibuv. You can travel and go around wherever you want. That's freedom. Omer Abchia Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi hold that not everything is ma'akev, the yovel, only either tkiya shofar or shiluach avodim. Aval chachomim omrim shloshtan ma'akvis bo. All three mitzvahs are ma'akev. If you don't do all three mitzvahs, yovel is nachal. What are the three mitzvahs? Sending your avodim, giving back the karka to the ones who were original owner, where it applies, and blowing shofar. Why? Kesavre mikra nidrash lefonov velifnei ponov ula acharov. Because you darshan the pasuk on what's right before it, what's immediately before that, and what's after it. And therefore, all the things that are mentioned, what's it called, before Yovel he, and after Yovel he are ma'akev. Gemara says, v'haksiv Yovel, it says l'maisa Yovel stam, which means it's a ribui, that it's a Yovel no matter what. Ahuda filu b'chutz la'aretz. That comes to tell me that once it's Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, the dinim of Yovel apply even in chutz la'aretz. Not the Avodas Karka, obviously, that's a din of Eretz Yisrael. And Tkia Shofar is a Shaila, where there's a mitzvah to blow Shofar in Chutz Laretz. But it basically means that, what's it called, sending out Avodim, if you have an Eved Ivri in Chutz Laretz, you have to send him free also. And Hashmotas Karkos, that also doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz, that you have to give back the land. So basically means Shiluach Avodim. I v'haksi ba'aretz. It says ba'aretz, right? It says that, the whole, all the dinim of Yovel and Shemit apply in Eretz Yisrael. Ahu b'zman shenoeg dror ba'aretz noeg b'chutz laretz. When you send avodim free in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a mitzvah to send them free in chutz laretz too. But when the mitzvah doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't apply in chutz laretz either. B'zman she'enu noeg ba'aretz, enu noeg b'chutz laretz. Okay, Rashi. Ula acharav sheshmitas karkos asi basrei v'shavta mishlach uzaso, that you give back the land to the original owner is mentioned after Yovel he, and the pasuk is going on that too. V'aksiv Yovel arabo, so either is a ribuy. It's according to the rabbanim. What's it marda? You need everything in order to make Yovel. So where, what's the ribuy? Right, the mashma Yovel mikomakom. So they learn that Yovel means it applies shiluach avodim, at least applies even in chutz laretz. Okay, Ula Netiyah. The next thing that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Netiyos, for trees, for the planting of trees. Minolan, Deceive Shalosh Shalim Arelim. It's talking about Orla. That Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Orla. The years of Orla, 3 years, depend on Tishrei. We'll see, not totally, but partially at least. Deceive Shalosh Shalim Arelim. Uksiv Uvashonah Haraviz. Right, so the years of Orla are Shalosh Shanim and Shana Haraviz is Neter Avai. The Yolif Shana Shana Mitishrei. The Sime Reishis Hashana and Achri Shana. That's talking about Tishrei, that the Rebbeinu Shem judges the world from the beginning of the year to the end. So the word Shana is used by Tishrei. It's Xerish Shava that the Shana by Orla is Tishrei. Samara says, Veligmar Shana Shana Mi Nisan. Maybe not. Maybe the word Shana was meant to be learned from Nisan. Deceive Rishon Hulachem Lechad She Hashana. When it says Don Hashana She'eni Machadoshim Mishana She'eni Machadoshim, the Ain Donim Shana She'eni Machadoshim Mishana She'eni Machadoshim. Anywhere before, the Gezeirah Shavah was said on Chad She Hashana, Shana with Chadoshim, right? To Shana with Chadoshim, but not. And therefore, over here, there doesn't say the word Chadoshim, just say Shana. So you learn the Gezeirah Shavah Shana Shana, not Chad She Hashana, because here it doesn't say Chad She Hashana. So the Shana has to go to a place where it doesn't say Chadoshim, not to where it does say Chadoshim. Rashi, Yehunatiyam in Olam, the Rosh Hashanah Shalat Tishrei. So we learn it from the Gzereshah, the Shana Shana, Tishrei to Orla.